Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Good.
These are challenging times. Not only does the university have its normal mission, plus some ambitions, but now tight fiscal times and a new relationship with a new government, which may be difficult. What do you see ahead?
Well, you know, I am focused not on the needs of the state and the needs of the university and how we might build an even better partnership together. We do face difficult times, not just in Wisconsin, but across the country. Having just been in East Asia for 2 weeks, I saw the investments that are being made there, and actually I know what investments are being made in higher education all over the world. So the competition for quality higher education institutions that can be economic engines for their regions and states is getting fiercer and fiercer. I'm hoping that I can work with the new governor and the new legislature, both to persuade them of the importance of major research universities in the state, and also to see whether we could, as other universities and states have done, create more flexibility in our relationship with one another.
There's been a proposal for a cap on fees and tuition. Can that work? Can the university cover what it has to pay for with such limits in place?
A cap on tuition and fees with a significant reduction in state funding cannot work. It will be devastating at a time when the state and the nation could not need higher education more. I think it's unsustainable for universities to have a rate of tuition increase that goes on forever in the way that it has over the past 10 to 20 years. But at an institution such as UW-Madison, which is at the bottom of its peer group in tuition, we still have room to move as long as we have financial aid for our students. And if, as is predicted, we take a significant cut in state funding, we will need to be able to use tuition to offset it. We will use measures other than tuition and try as hard as we can to keep the rates of increase in tuition as low as we can. But no, it's simply not realistic to think we can take both a reduction in state funding and a cap on tuition and remain the great institution, the talent magnet, and the economic engine that the state needs us to be.
How does the university do all that while at the same time not burdening students and taxpayers too greatly?
I think we can do more if we have more management flexibility. I think a different arrangement with the state, which would give us more freedom to generate our own revenue, as major research universities have become good at doing, but also use that revenue in the ways that we know we need to remain competitive and to continue our service to the public. That, I think, would go a long way to helping us over the long term.
Biddy Martin, thanks for being with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.